My name is Tom Terry, and I'm president of the American Academy of Actuaries, and I want to welcome you, warmly welcome you to an event today that we've been looking forward to for quite some time. And I'm not going to talk much about the background of this event. I'm going to leave that to our real kickoff speaker, who will join us in just a few minutes, Ann Button. But I kind of want to comment on the context here. As some of you have heard me speak in the past, in this country, we like to talk about the fact that we have a retirement crisis. And yet, it's difficult to sort of pin down exactly what that retirement crisis is. If you listen to President Obama in his State of the Union address, you would walk away with the sense that the retirement crisis is that low earners don't have access to retirement saving vehicles. On the other hand, if you talk to low earners, they'll tell you the retirement crisis is that they don't earn enough to save, even if there are vehicles. You talk to consumer advocates, and the retirement crisis is that 401k fees are too high and lack transparency. You talk to baby boomers, and they'll tell you the retirement crisis is they can't retire when they thought they were going to be able to retire. They'd have to work longer. If you talk to younger Americans, they'll tell you that they don't believe they're going to get Social Security when they reach retirement age. That's their retirement crisis. If you talk to mainstream corporate America, they'll tell you the retirement crisis is that DB plans are too volatile. If you talk to employees of state and local governments, they'll tell you that there's too many headlines that create uncertainty about their retirement. If you talk to those that lean to the left, they'll tell you there's not enough retirement. If you talk to those that lean to the right, they'll tell you that we have unsustainable entitlements. If you talk to demographers, they'll tell you that the retirement crisis is all about intergenerational inequity. So we have this beast out there. We sort of all know, those of us sitting in this room, we all know we have kind of a problem. And the problem emerges from all these data points and all these voices. And what we have in common today is that we all have an interest in changing that. And we do believe that there are means by which there are systems that are working. There are elements of systems that are working extraordinarily well. And there are systems that aren't yet working that we can be working that we know we could put into place. So we come together because those of us here believe that there is a better future with respect to securing retirement security for Americans. But we've got challenges, and the challenges are many. You know, I spent a number of years as a consulting actuary talking to sponsors of retirement programs. And some of you identify with this. They'll ask questions like, well, how much does a defined benefit plan cost? Now, you think about that, and you go, well, that's kind of a silly question. Or someone will say, well, isn't it true that a defined contribution plan is more expensive than a defined benefit plan? Now, to most people, those sound like very legitimate questions. But to those of us that kind of work in the field, we realize there's more to that question, and you can't just sort of take it at face value. Part of the problem that we face in looking at retirement and retirement reform is that there's a lot of questions that are asked and answered at that sort of surface level without a deeper understanding. And what we're hoping to do today is to challenge that premise and hopefully shift some of this this dialogue. That's our job. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about principles. Ann is going to introduce these principles in just a couple of minutes. Why principles? Well, circumstances change, and we certainly understand that over the last several decades, as we've watched retirement systems go through phases or struggle or hit hard times, appear to be virtually hanging off a cliff. Circumstances change, but principles do not. And we want to leverage those principles because the principles can prove to be a powerful vocabulary that we can all use to have intelligent conversations about retirement programs. You know, we could, as a nation and as those of us that are in leadership roles in the field, the retirement field, we could orient towards what I'll call scarcity. What does that mean? Scarcity I suppose we could call that a principle, couldn't we? It's not a higher principle, but it's a foundational fear-based principle that suggests that there's a fixed pie, that it's a zero-sum game. If you win, I lose. And so it sets up competition, and it sets up divisiveness. And in my mind, it's not the premise from which we can sort of all get together and figure this retirement thing out. As opposed to scarcity, we could orient towards security. And we think of security as more of a communal way. We think of cooperation rather than competition, and perhaps it opens us up to a more intelligent dialogue. And that's where the principles come in, because our principles that we're going to be talking about today, where we want your input, by the way, the principles we're going to be talking about today are hopefully not scarcity-based, but they're security-based. And they do suggest a vocabulary that we can adopt and to have intelligent conversations about workable retirement programs. So what I'd like to do now is sit down and hand it over to the driver of this effort at the Academy. Ann Button has been touching this initiative since its birth. This initiative, as she'll describe, came out of a need that the profession, the actuarial profession, felt. So this is a proud moment for the actuarial profession to step up and dive into a realm that's tough. It's a challenge. It's not easy yet, but we think we have a way forward, at least in terms of defining the dialogue and the vocabulary that we all can adopt to have intelligent conversations, not up, down, yes, no, I like it, I don't like it, who wins, who loses, but rather a dialogue about those things that we inherently understand are valuable principles. So I'm going to turn it over to Ann, who's been chairing this this effort on behalf of the Academy, and we'll hear a lot more from a lot of participants in the Academy's effort as the day goes on. But now it's up to you, Ann. Take it away.